Hi guys, welcome to video number 7 in the series of videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and the KSX 3. In this one we're going to be covering one of the automatic modes, and that's landscape mode. This is the mode that you would choose if you wanted to take a landscape picture of, say, you know, hillsides and a castle on there, where you'd want everything rendered in sharp focus. So what you'll find is, compared to some of the other modes, say for example like portrait mode, it's going to pick a larger f number or f stop, so you know, f8 or f16, something like that, where it's going to actually render the scene sharp back to front, unlike portrait mode where it's probably going to be choosing a smaller f number or a larger aperture, so your subject is in focus and the background's more out of focus. So we'll just go over this mode now and show what you can see in the menu systems on it and what control that you have. Okay, here we go. I'm going to cover the landscape mode, which is one of the automatic modes on the mode dial, which is signified, as you can see, by the picture of mountains there, and it says landscape mode there. Again, this is one of the very automated modes on the camera. You've got very little control in terms of what you can change settings wise. We can't change the ISO, we can't change the white balance, that's done automatically. We can change the shooting mode, or the drive mode should I say, so whether it's going to be single shot, self timer or continuous self timer. Okay. Again, on this screen, by pressing set you can actually highlight the options that you wish to change, which, moving through, as you can see, we've got really two sections. We can choose the image quality, so large JPEG, large JPEG normal, and that one was large JPEG fine, and going through and so forth. Like you've seen in previous videos, I usually shoot on RAW. Or we can change the drive mode, as you've just seen, to single shot or self timer. So it's very limited in terms of what we can change. In the actual full menus, if we go into the menus here by pressing this button, just like the auto menus, as we've seen in one of the earlier videos, very basic, where we can choose to format the memory card, the auto power off settings, date and time, and so forth, as seen in the previous videos. Very little in terms of we can change. It is, like I say, one of the automatic modes that you can use for landscape photography. So if you're unsure, then by all means, use this, and I'm sure you'll get some great shots. What you'll probably find is, like I said in the introduction, is when you go to set up a shot or to take a shot, you'll probably find it's going to use a larger F number. I mean, you saw there, whilst this isn't a landscape scene it's got in front of the camera, it's chosen F7.1. So you may find, you know, from top of a hillside it'll say F16 or something like that. And that will render the scene hopefully all in nice sharp focus. The larger the F number, the greater the depth of field, and the lower the F number, so F5.6, F4, F2.8 and so forth or below, will be the shallower depth of field, or the least depth of field, which you'd use in portraits and so forth. So you'd need a greater depth of field generally in landscape photography to show the whole scene in sharp focus. So that's just a quick introduction to the automatic landscape mode on the Canon EOS 500D. If you've got any questions, then by all means please ask them either on the comments page, by YouTube mail, Flickr mail, or via Facebook. I have had a couple of questions already, and I'll do my best to answer those for you. So thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.